It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk to Wisconsin's Attorney General about this Saturday's statewide Drug Take-Back Day.
First, after an extended legal battle, a federal judge ruled this week that the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians will be able to hunt deer at night in parts of northern Wisconsin known as the Ceded Territory.
Starting November 1st, a night hunting season will begin in the area, despite concerns from the Department of Natural Resources. The agency has opposed the night hunt, citing concerns over public safety.
Paul Smith is with us now. He covers outdoors and conservation issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, 24 years ago, U.S. District Judge Barbara Crabb said no to night hunting for the Chippewa tribes, and now the same Barbara Crabb has reversed that decision and said that the hunt can proceed. What changed?
Well, I think a few things changed in that time frame. The tribes put together a comprehensive and quite convincing plan to hold these night hunts for deer. They have a tribal code that spells out the way that these hunts would be held. They didn't have that when Barbara Crabb first reviewed this. From a public safety standpoint, it addresses virtually any concern that could be had. We have a couple of other types of hunting that occur in Wisconsin, for instance, at night, and it's allowed to licensed hunters. And what the tribe has laid out in their night hunting plan goes above and beyond things that are done for that other public hunting. The other thing that's important to note is the state in 2012 passed a wolf hunting and trapping law. And when the legislature passed that, it included the ability to hunt wolves at night. So even though Barbara Crabb initially had turned down this part of the tribe's rights, when this law was passed in 2012 for wolf hunting at night, the tribes seized that opportunity and renewed their push for this nighttime deer hunting.
Right, and you say those two things, the Wolf Management Act and this night hunting decision, you say those two things are directly linked. Can you spell that out a little bit more?
The tribes wanted to have nighttime deer hunting. It's in their rights as part of these treaties that date to the 1800s. And they were able to get many of the rights and exercise them, but this was one thing that was hanging out there. And so when the state passed the wolf hunting and trapping law, that just on the face of that, that was the tribes were against the hunting of wolves in any sense. As part of their creation story, the tribes see the wolf as a brother, as a clan member, and many tribal members appeared at hearings when the state was considering this wolf hunting and trapping season and opposed it. So that certainly didn't sit well with the tribes that the state very quickly passed this ability to hunt and trap wolves. And then when it included this provision to hunt the wolves at night, and they had been denied the right to hunt deer at night, there's a direct link there. Later that year, so it was 2012, early in the year when the wolf hunting and trapping law was passed, and so it only took a couple of months before the tribe started to pursue this nighttime deer hunting again, and it took a couple of twists and turns, including through an appeals court last year in October in Chicago, that sent it back to Barbara Crabb. But on Tuesday, she ruled that there was no reason for the tribes not to hunt deer at night.
And before we go any deeper into this, David, let's talk about what this deer hunting will look like. I'm sorry, Paul. What would this look like? How would it work?
The way the tribes have laid out the plan is they would the participants would be required to take an advanced hunter training course. They'd also have to pass a firearm proficiency test to show that they can accurately shoot the firearm they intend to use. They would need to file a plan on the site that they want to hunt at. And they would also need to only shoot in one direction. And the site would have to have what's called an adequate backstop. It could be as simple as shooting from an elevated platform towards the earth. But those are some of the parts of the plan. And as a practical matter, they would probably go out. This hasn't been done in the state, so we're using a little conjecture here. But probably go out after dark to this site and be armed with a firearm and a spotlight. And they may have baited the site with some food that the deer would come into, and then turn the light on and shoot the animal. So that's probably the way it would proceed. This is a means of killing deer. This is it's not sport. It's and the tribes have framed it as a means of subsistence, of providing food for their tribal members.
We're talking to Paul Smith right now with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about a federal judge's recent decision to allow the state's Chippewa tribes to hunt deer at night in the state's ceded territory. This is about the northern third of Wisconsin. And, Paul, the DNR has been pretty adamantly opposed to this over the years. What have their main objections been?
The DNR has been opposed, and the main objection has been public safety. They're concerned with the use of firearms at night and potential for someone to be injured. And that's been the main grounds that they've opposed it on. However, they also know that this will be unpopular with a large portion of the hunting community in Wisconsin, the general public, similar to when walleye spearing started. In the 1980s, it will likely result in quite a lot of controversy and criticism. So I think the department wanted to prevent night deer hunting by the tribes to just sort of avoid this type of controversy.
Now, you've said that this is about subsistence, according to the tribes. We also say it's a pressure point between the tribes and the state. Where is that relationship right now? We talked a little bit about that wolf management history, but how will this affect the relationship between the state and the Chippewa tribes?
The tribes see this as a victory, certainly, and it's a substantial one. They have experienced a relationship with the state that's certainly gone through different phases. And it, from my perspective, is generally contentious. And a couple of items in the recent years that have worsened the relationship with the legislature's passage of the mining bill, which made it easier for a company to site a mine very close to the Bad River tribe risks for that watershed, and the tribes were strongly against changing the state's mining law, and then the wolf hunting and trapping law. So for them to pursue this nighttime deer hunting opportunity and get this right affirmed, or be able to practice this right, I think is from their perspective, quite a strong victory, and it may be more of a bargaining chip for them in future negotiations for matters than it is a means of actually obtaining protein for their families. I'm sure the tribal members will exercise the right and achieve some benefit from that, but I think that in the broader scheme of things, this type of a legal victory is more important to them from the perspective of negotiating with the state.
Paul, thanks a lot for talking today.
Yep, thank you very much.
That was Outdoors editor Paul Smith with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about a federal judge's decision to allow the state's Chippewa tribes to hunt deer at night in the state's ceded territory.
Coming up next, the state attorney general joins us to talk about this Saturday's Drug Take Back Day.